Essay 32, On Going on a Journey, William Hazlitt. One of the pleasantest things in the world is going on a journey, but I like to go by myself. I can enjoy society in a room, but out of doors, nature is company enough for me. I am then never less alone than when alone. The fields in his study, nature was his book. I cannot see the wit of walking and talking at the same time. When I am in the country, I wish to vegetate like the country. I am not for criticizing hedge growers and black cattle. I go out of town in order to forget the town and all that is in it. There are those who for this purpose go to watering places and carry the metropolis with them. I like more elbow room and fewer encumbrances. I like solitude. When I give myself up to it for the sake of solitude, nor do I ask for a friend in my retreat whom I may whisper solitude is sweet. The soul of journey is liberty, perfect liberty to think, feel, do, just as one pleases. We go on a journey chiefly to be free of all impediments and of all inconveniences, to leave ourselves behind, much more to get rid of others. It is because I want a little breathing space to muse on indifferent matters where contemplation may plume her feathers and let grow her wings, that in the various bustle of resort we're all too ruffled and sometimes impaired. I absent myself from the town for a while without feeling at a loss the moment I am left by myself. Instead of a friend in a post-chaise or in a tilbury to exchange good things with, and vary the same stale topics over again, for once let me have a truce with impertinence. Give me the clear blue sky over my head and the green turf beneath my feet, a winding road before me and the 3 hours' march to dinner. And then to thinking, it is hard if I cannot start some game on these lone heath. I laugh, I run, I leap, I sing for joy.